Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Ortner in for Dusty Era. Dusty on his way, or probably there already now, to Madison, Wisconsin, where the Oregon Ducks are traveling into the loony bin up in Wisconsin, where...
Jump around.
They're taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin. I was joking. If you think I was joking when I asked Dusty to get me a Wisconsin t-shirt, you're wrong. I want a T-Pain Wisconsin out for my mansion.
I would love to have a t-shirt that just says, "Ope."
There you go. Whoop. Excuse me. Oh. Pardon me.
O-P-E. Oh.
Yeah. Hot soup.
Just squeeze right past you here.
People would see the O-P-E on you and be like, "Opa!"
Yeah. Well, I'm not Greek.
Yeah, I know.
Well, just make sure it's not in like a blue t-shirt with white font.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hot soup coming through.
Yeah. Current line, 13.5. I've heard a few prognosticators.
Feels low.
I was just going to say, a few prognosticators around the country. I think it was the Bussin' with the Boys guys, Big Cat. One of them was like, "Yeah, I could see Oregon coming out here and like winning by 40. And I was like, "Whoa." Look, they might be that much better than them, but Oregon hasn't done that to anyone this year.
No, they're very well aware that they don't really need the style points.
Yeah.
They get up big in the first half, and then they take their foot off the gas, and then if they need to score a touchdown or get some points in the fourth quarter, they do. Or, look, a lot of people
are... The lowest scoring point total for Oregon this year is opening week against Idaho when they looked awful. They struggled, 24-14.
Yep.
Other than that, their lowest scoring game is 31 against Michigan State.
They also don't really get into the 40s. Like, aside from the Oregon State game,
49-14. That's
there's
it.
No, because what they do is we don't
they
need
get
the
up
style
and they
points.
Salt it away.
We kick your butt, and then we get out of here. That's what Oregon does. And when I say we, I'm talking about them, not me. I'm not a part of the team, right? So
just you and the mouse in your pocket.
Yeah, no, definitely not on the Oregon payroll. So I think early on in the year, because I know Anthony Newman talked about this a lot, was there was a fear of going to Wisconsin in November. It's the Dairy Raid. If it gets snowy, you have to deal with weather. Funky things happen. You look at the weather report, it's going to be 52. So, like, guys are probably going to be playing shirtless. Like, they might not even wear their jerseys. It's going to be so warm and sunny, and no one's going to have an issue with that.
God, you're really just trying to make this as cold as possible, Dusty. And I respect it.
This Wisconsin team, when they have played inferior opponents, Luke Fickell has them marching, and they win, big. When they have had to play better teams, save for Penn State, they've gotten housed. Like, if you take out the first half against Penn State and you take out the first half against USC, this Wisconsin team has not looked very good, you know, when they play the better teams. I think what Oregon does, because they're about to go into a bye week, they get up early. They run the football with Jordan James. They get the ball out of Dylan Gabriel's hands. They get it into guys' hands like Trayshon Holden and Justice Lowe, guys who are filling in right now for Tez Johnson. Get them comfortable. It's almost like in basketball where you just make sure, hey, we got to get this guy touches early so he can get shots up so he gets in a rhythm. Get the younger guys catches early so they can get into a rhythm. They're in the football game. Get up by 2-3 scores, be up, you know, by 21 points going into the half, and then start getting guys like Jordan Birch and Jordan James some rest, because you're going to need that for the final push. And you can use this game as like an extra jumping off point of, we're going to get guys more rest in the second half going into a bye week where they'll get even more to rest and recover, because we know you're going to need all of your dudes if you want to win not just a Big Ten championship, but a national title. And to do that, you have to be at 100% health. Because when you're at 100% health, there aren't many teams that can play with you, let alone beat you. You just have too much talent. So I would not be surprised if you saw a very fired up, a very angry Oregon Ducks football team that took chances early in this football game.
And that's the thing. You take a look at what they've done stylistically. There's no doubt of what Oregon wants to do. Now, Dan Lanning may have wanted to add another emphasis, as you will, against Michigan. Push the fans out the door. But I don't think that was, you know, it was more about salting away the drive, so to speak. But I think that was a tone setter to the rest of the Big Ten of, hey, we're not
afraid to go into any stadium. Mm-mm. We're ready to go.
And I think that's kind of what you're hoping for if you're a Duck fan. And it's always interesting from the outside watching Duck fan, because they got, especially the modern Duck fan, like the old timey Duck fans that have been there and rocked with them for years. I definitely don't actually have any beef with you. It's all of you new money Duck fans that drive me crazy. The idea of like, you know, the blur offense with Chip Kelly and winning by 60, like that's the norm. That's the standards. Like,
that's my generation.
Yeah, no, your generation.
That's
drives me absolutely insane.
You're talking about me.
This is how you win. Like if you go back and you look at those Texas teams, those USC teams, like the Ohio State teams that did win.
Right.
This is how they did it. They got up on you, then they pulled everybody, and they ran the ball and said, see you later, bye.
Right. Well, I think it's also the difference in how this team is stylistically. Mm-hmm. You're an SEC team.
Yeah, no, they're reminiscent of those title teams. That USC team, that Texas team.
I think it's Bama. Bama, Georgia.
Yeah, I don't think it's the recent ones. It's the early aughts, you know,
right.
Early teens, the BCS title teams. Those are the ones that I think this is more reminiscent of. And I think college football is coming back around to that, where for the last like 7, 8, 9 years, it's been so often. And again, offense still wildly important.
Right.
But the trench play and the physicality has come back around to being the quarterback's always... It's not the most important thing in college football.
You don't need
it
the
can be.
You don't need the style points anymore.
No.
I think that's the big key.
Yeah.
Is back in the day, because of the BCS, you had to have style points. You had
beyond
to blow
though,
teams out.
Beyond that, though,
you don't anymore.
You cannot have the most prolific offense in the country. You have to have a good offense. Don't get me wrong. You have to have a very good offense to be one of those teams. But who was the national title winner last year?
Last year, that would have been Michigan.
Did they have a prolific offense?
They did in their own way.
But again,
it's different.
Look, J.J. McCarthy's entirely fine quarterback, and we haven't seen him get to play in the NFL yet because of the knee surgery.
It was punchy in the mouth. They were built from the trenches out. Harbaugh did is he went in and he got the best O-lineman and the best D-lineman, and that's how they won that football game.
And they didn't have to have the number one draft pick quarterback like type in that. Look, McCarthy ended up going, what, 10th?
11? He was top 12 at least.
Yeah. But like you didn't have to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's kind of reminiscent of where they are. Like Oregon, and this is why I've given them their credit this year, because they have the markers of that team. It's not a question of can they hold up in the trenches.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they can.
You have the dude.
I didn't hold up. They can dictate.
100%.
And that's the thing where I'm like, when I watch them now, I go, that is what makes them real now. And it's not that, you know, they've got a bunch of skill guys on the edge that they're going to kill you. Yeah, yes, Evan Stewart's a stud and Tez Johnson.
They have him.
Jordan James, but like, it's not, we're not going to get on the edge and beat you every single time. It's, we're going to win it between the tackles. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing, that when you go in, you dictate to Michigan, and you can go in and do that and dictate against Wisconsin. You get out with a win, and you get out healthy, and you see them go about their business in that manner. Those are all the markers of a title contending team.
I think the big thing too, as you talk about the markers of a title contending team, is like the standard is the standard. And it's nitpicky, I guess, but aside from a couple bad turnovers early from Gabriel, which you haven't seen him do since the Michigan State game.
Yeah, no, Dusty and I have talked about this in the sense of like his turnovers, they haven't been in the games that matter.
They haven't really been there anymore.
Well, no.
They're not there.
When he's had them, it's an F around and find out moment. Like, can I do this? And I want to give him the benefit of doubt of like, hey, I am actually going to try a little something here because we're up and we're in mm-hmm. control and it's not a big deal. And it's like, let me see if I can fit this in there.
Right. And I don't hate that. I like a quarterback that takes chances. But if you take out his turnover issues he had early on in the year, which he hasn't shown to do since really the Ohio State game, and you take out the O-line issues, because once you made your move at center and you went with the guy that you've had over there now and more of this offensive line that you've had basically the rest of the year, you're a Joe Moore Award semifinalist. For those of you who don't know that, that's the best offensive line in the country. For all the talk early on in the year about what this Oregon offensive line was, they're back to what their standard is, which is being a top 10 offensive line in the entire country. And they're getting recognized by that again. And this isn't an award where it's like, oh, there's a bunch of different AP voters who don't even watch half the games. This is voted on by offensive linemen. So when other offensive linemen look at your O-line and they say, yep, these guys can do it, and they do it at an elite level, that tells you something special about this team. Because when you were in national championship games before, you had a special quarterback or you had a special team around that quarterback that ran an offense that nobody else had seen before. You were innovating. You're now playing normal, traditional football, but you have the recruits and the coaching staff that can go out and coach those guys up, and they play at an elite level. The other thing they don't do is, for the most part, they don't really play down to their opponent.
No.
And you made that change at center, and you haven't played down to your opponent ever since.
And another interesting thing, and we haven't talked about a ton, but Vancouver 4 text line, the talking point all summer about the horrible Big Ten country weather and the West Coast teams, I believe it's been better weather at every away game for Oregon. It looks to be that way as Wisconsin, too. Yes, it has. Dusty and Jerry and Georgie have not had to weather the storm, as it will, on the call at all. We've joked about jinxing Dusty here with the weather. It actually looks like it's going to be pretty mild and Wisconsin, which is unfortunate because I wanted to point and laugh at him a little bit being all rolled up in a parka on the sideline, because next week in Wisconsin right now at Camp Randall, it is expected to be 28 degrees and snowing.
Well, I think last week it was 28 degrees.
And
too.
I'm like, come on, man.
It was freezing. Hey,
I want to dust the icicle out there.
It's better to be lucky than good. How great would it be?
Oh, watch him get that.
Like hanging from his little mustache. His facial hair. He had like a little icicle hanging.
Oh, it'd be great. Also, Vancouver Vortex line, Gabriel can make more plays than McCarthy. No, yes. I wasn't insinuating that Gabriel's McCarthy. I was just saying in general, you don't have to have the best quarterback in the country to win a title anymore. Like, I don't, you have to have a good quarterback, but you don't have to have the best quarterback in the country. You don't have to have that guy.
Football has always been won in the trenches, unless you have a completely different game changer.
A world class, holy.
If you have Cam Newton at that position, and guess what? Even with when you had Cam Newton, you had Nick Fairley, who was one of the nastier nose guards in college football in a long time. So, as long as you got the trenches, and Dan Lanning can recruit the trenches, and he does it well because he took what Mario Cristobal did. And I know Duck fans hate to hear that, but Cristobal could recruit the trenches. He learned from Mario, and he recruits those trenches well. That's why you are what you are right now.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.